Can you talk about where we are right now with the, there's been a lot of discussion and controversy now for the last 5 or 6 years about the optimal sequence or the optimal endocrine therapy in postmenopausal women? Of course, there have been models. You had a model. Hal Burstein had a model.
Yeah.
Where are we right now with that whole issue, and where do you think things are heading?
We've produced a model that actually looks at the data and also updates the data based on the most recent trial results. And what the model predicts is that the upfront treatment is going to be the best strategy, both in terms of efficacy and in terms of toxicity. The efficacy benefits above the switch strategy are modest, but I think there's been a lot of confusion about comparing the upfront treatments directly to the switching strategies because, of course, the switching trials only look at patients that got through 2 years without any side effects or recurrence, and it's a different population, the upfront strategy. So if you go back, and you can only do this by modeling, you can't do it by just looking at hazard ratios and try to sort of look at what would happen if you looked at those patients from time zero, from when they initially start their adjuvant treatment. The model predicts that the upfront treatment is better. And that really isn't, to me, surprising. I mean, the best treatment upfront is likely to be the appropriate strategy in many circumstances.